After months of uncertainty, Australia is set to sign a free trade agreement with Indonesia. The ABC understands the Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, will fly to Jakarta this weekend and sign the agreement on Monday. The deal had been so close last year, but negotiations went skew-if last October when the Prime Minister suggested Australia might formally recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move its embassy there. Export industries are delighted by the development. With more, here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
It's taken 8 years to negotiate, and until now, Ashley Manikaros from the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association was worried a deal was still some way off.
The fact that behind the scenes they've been able to work through a resolution and the fact they've been able to now sign an agreement or will be signing an agreement well ahead of that is a very big positive.
He says farmers are likely to now export more of their products because they'll expect a stronger return.
And this comes at a really positive time for Australia, because at the moment, for example, our meat, red meat product is under pressure from other countries and other producers, particularly in that market. So this gives us a definite benefit and definite advantage.
Other industries set to benefit include grain, carrot and potato growers. The National Export Development Manager for AusVeg, Michael Coote, says historically Australia sent a lot of carrots into Indonesia, but hasn't done so for several years.
Carrots are our major vegetable export, and the initial quota when the IAC becomes into force of 5,000 metric tonnes per year, growing to 10,000 tonnes after 10 years, will add an additional $5 to $10 million to Australia's fresh vegetable exports.
There have been several hurdles along the way. Malcolm Turnbull's ousting as Prime Minister meant Australia lost the benefit of the strong relationship he had built with Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Despite that, Scott Morrison cemented the deal in September. But then he announced Australia would consider moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And Indonesia, a strong supporter of the Palestinian territories, put the deal on hold. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne have been working behind the scenes to clinch it since then. Here's Senator Birmingham.
Leaders within Indonesia have consistently been very positive about the benefits of this agreement. We've worked consistently, calmly, quietly and cooperatively with them to find a date that was mutually agreeable, a format that was agreeable, so that we can get this signed and deliver those benefits to both our nations.
The signing of this agreement is deliberately being kept low-key because there's an Indonesian presidential election just around the corner. So rather than Scott Morrison heading to Jakarta, it's being kept between the nation's trade ministers. Senator Birmingham says it will deliver a win-win for both countries, but first the changes need to pass the parliament.
Well, it's great to be able to remove any sense of uncertainty. Now, of course, what we look for is bipartisanship in terms of seeing this deal implemented.
He'll be joined in Indonesia by a business delegation. Among those travelling with him is Innes Willicks, the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group.
We have the world's longest maritime boundary with Indonesia and very deep relationships around security issues, terrorism issues, but our economic relationship is really undercooked.
With a rising middle class in Indonesia, he says there's huge potential for industries beyond agriculture to benefit.
There is a growing market for goods and services right across our economy, for manufactured goods, for education to grow. There is enormous potential in this relationship.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says Australia's two-way trade with Indonesia was worth $16.5 billion in 2017, making Indonesia our 13th largest trade partner.
Alexandra Beach reporting.